From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock visited the University of Georgia's Iron Horse Plant Sciences Farm in Watkinsville recently to get a firsthand look at precision agriculture technology research at UGA. MorningAgClips.com reports Warnock is co-sponsoring the Promoting Precision Agriculture Act, which would create a federal working group to establish better interconnectivity standards. Warnock and others are working to get their bill included in the 2023 Farm Bill. They are one of the biggest trading partners for the U.S., but China may be attempting to change that. The South China Morning Post reports the country aims to increase soybean production this year in an attempt to become more self-sufficient, with escalating geopolitical tensions one of the big reasons for the change. But Chinese farmers appear less motivated to grow more beans because of low market prices. The U.S. dairy industry is concerned about plant-based beverages in grocery stores carrying the label milk. The Food and Drug Administration announced it is reopening the public comment period on draft guidance for labeling plant-based products. Food Safety News says the draft recommendations were initially published in February and are for industry comments on naming plant-based beverages that are marketed or sold as alternatives to milk. Interested parties can submit their comments to regulations.gov.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.